good, man.
Is that what we said?
Leave it.
The culture of the word of God. So we shall request you also to show up to 10:30 instead of 10. Oh, Jesus, that means.
Yes, Molina, she cast us
your time.
Could
this man now?
Just possible. I'm going to have
all of us. I'm going to have all of
us. I'm going to give them time and use what they have.
Okay. So
when we call my brother, show us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has prepared something good for us today. So we are going to open up our hearts today and receive light and receive life and receive change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you this morning for this day that you have made. Thank you for the things you have prepared for us today. We ask you to prepare our hearts today to respond to your heart. Prepare our ears today to hear the voice of your spirit. Prepare our whole being today for a change and a transformation. Have your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 This morning, there's something the Lord is putting in my heart. And we're going to consider it together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to ask ourselves a question this morning. Somewhere in the book of Psalms, the psalmist asked a question. He said, what is man? Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, God, what is man that you give him so much attention? That you watch him every morning? That you monitor his steps? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is me? What am I? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That God, the Almighty God, will take so much time to look at me and to know me by name, to call me by name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you begin to read the scriptures, you will discover something about God. That God desires to have a relationship with you. A close relationship. In fact, God desires to marry you. God desires to marry you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see God going out to look for man. You remember a man called Abraham. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God went to Abraham. I said, Abraham, come and follow me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will show myself to you. If you begin to walk with me, I will make you great. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will make you a father of many nations. I will make you a special creature. Anybody who blesses you, I will bless him. Anybody who curses you, I will curse him. I will be a friend to your friends, and I will be an enemy to your enemies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God made him a promise because God wanted to relate with Abraham. And the question is, why? What is inside you that makes God interested in you? Who are you?
Where are you?
What are you?
One.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the major problem that man has in his relationship with God, and even in living in this life, is that he does not know who he is. He does not know what is inside him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see that the kingdom of God is like a treasure. Like a treasure. Something very precious. That a man saw in a field. And he went and sold all that he had. And he bought that field. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God saw something inside you. Something very precious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something that money cannot buy. In fact, it took something more than money to buy you. You know, Peter said, we are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold. But with the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Money can't buy you. Money should not buy you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No amount of money can buy you. And as you are going to see this morning, you are more precious than money. It took something more than money to buy you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when men allow themselves to be bought by money, they are lowering their value before God. They are making themselves less than what God made them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what is man? Who is this man? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that, you know, all the money in this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? God says that is bad business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you throw away your soul and get all the money, you are a loser. Because your soul, hallelujah, the whole world cannot buy your soul. Are we together? All the money in the world put together cannot pay for your soul. That's how valuable you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So when the gospel of Jesus Christ has been reduced to money, something is wrong somewhere. Hallelujah. Something is wrong somewhere. He says, seek ye first the kingdom. That is a treasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every other thing will follow you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All these other things will be added
to
you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to turn to Genesis chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will anoint our eyes today so that we can begin to see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are spiritual beings.
Sorry?
We are spiritual beings.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what happens here. But in Nigeria, where we come from, if a man wants to become a native doctor, you know what I mean? A witch doctor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you begin to go through your training, one of the things they do is to open your eyes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you can begin to see spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? When people come to consult you, you can now talk to spirits. You can see the spirits, and the spirits can talk to you so that you can talk to the people. They are priests. Hallelujah. They communicate with the spirits, and then they communicate with men. Praise the name of the Lord. God has also made you a priest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that you can communicate with God. For God is a spirit. He is the father of all spirits. So you have to hear God. You have to see God. You have to know the mind of God. So that they can minister to the people of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God will anoint our eyes today so that we can begin to see Him. He will anoint our ears so that we can begin to know, hear Him. He will anoint our hearts so that we can begin to know His will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not ordinary beings. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the question is, what is man? This thing that has two legs, has two hands, has one head, and walks around, what is he? Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I read from verse 26 to verse
28. Na mwyeche wala kumsi. Katonda natondo mtu mungeri ye. Mungeri ya katonda kwenye mtu ondela. Omusajia na mkazi kwenye katonda. Katonda nawa omusa. Era katonda nawa gamati. Mweyongerenga. Mwarenga mjuzensi. Mjige. Mfugenga elio mnyanja. Nebibuka. Wakulu na mwyechina obulamu. Ishtambla kumsi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, let us make man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In our own image. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, God says, I want to make man. One that will look like me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One that will look like me. So the man that God created looked like God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, how, in what way did he look like God? Like this? Does God look like this? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible said that God is a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He does not have a physical body like this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he said that man is made in the image of God.
So,
in what way does man look like God? Hallelujah. It is in his character. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 2 or verse 3. It says that the Son is the express image of the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. That Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. The word express image is the Greek word character. Hallelujah. Did you get that?
Yes.
The word translated express image is the Greek word character.
So,
the Son is the character of the invisible God. I want you to understand that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus came to reveal the Father in his character. Praise the name of the Lord. Man is to look like God in his character. Praise the name of the Lord. Do we understand that? Man is to look like God in his character, in his behavior, in his thinking, in his emotions. Hallelujah. That's how we are to look like God. Praise the name of the Lord. We must understand this. God says, I want to make man in my own image. And that work, that purpose of God will stand. Hallelujah. Anything that God plans to do, he will do it. Nothing can stop him from doing it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God says, I will do that which I please. No man can hinder me. No man can stop me. Hallelujah. And that's why the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 23, that the earnest expectation of all of creation waited for the revelation and the manifestation of the Son of God. There will be a people upon this earth who will have the character of God. People will look at them and they will see God. That is the plan of God. That is why the church has been set upon the earth. The church is not here to make money. The church is here to reveal the character of God to the world, so that through you people can know what God looks like. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Through you, people can know what God looks like. Man was created to manifest God, to express God, and to reveal God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. Say, let your light so shine before men. Yesterday we were talking about light and darkness. We said that light is the character of God, the nature of God. Hallelujah. He said that in him was light, and this life is the light of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are light in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So having said this, God said, let us make man. In Genesis chapter 2, we read in verse 7 that the Lord God formed man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the dust of the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. He formed him from the dust of the earth, and he breathed into man, and man became a living soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something very peculiar, very interesting about God. As I was studying the scriptures, I discovered some very peculiar words used in Genesis. When God said, "Let us make man." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He used a peculiar word in the Hebrew. Hallelujah. That word used, praise the name of the Lord, is a Hebrew word called Asa. Yes. And Asa means to finish, to complete, to perfect, to establish. It speaks of a finished work, a complete work. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But when we read here, it says God created man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Instead of making, it said God created man. He used a different word. That Hebrew word is the word bara. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bara means to create.
Bara,
to bring something out of nothing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
To bring something out of nothing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring something out of nothing. That's what we learn from the book of Peter. That the things that are created were created out of things that are invisible. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, he used a third word in Genesis chapter 2. Verse 7. He said, God formed man. Another word again. That's the word yatsa.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yatsa means to mold something. To squeeze something. To put pressure on something. To pass something through a painful situation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'm going to try to quickly explain what these things mean in relation to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God created man, he started in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The things you see in Genesis chapter 1 all took place in the realm of the spirit first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as I'm talking to you, they are still manifesting in the realm of the physical. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are still in the process.
There
was the first day.
There
was the second day.
There
was the third day. Today we are in the sixth day.
I'm
preparing to step into the seventh day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I'm talking to you, God is in the process of making man. He has not finished making man. When God finishes making man, God will enter into his rest. When he has the man after his own heart, then the works of God will be finished. And then the rest of God will start. Hallelujah. As we are here listening to the word of God, there is a work of creation going on right inside. God is forming you. He is shaping you. He is molding you. Hallelujah. And he wants you to look like Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we and God are in the business of creation. When God said, let us make man, who do you think he was talking to? He was speaking to you and to me. Hallelujah. Now that sounds very strange. But there's something we need to learn about God. God declares the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. When God looks at you and he speaks to you, he declares your end. He calls you what you will be, even though presently you are not that thing. But you see, God called those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you walk with God, you must always see your end. Don't always look at your present. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is going somewhere. He looks at you and he calls you what you will be in. Agree with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From when God begins a thing, he must finish it. He says, I am Alpha and I am Omega. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, I am the one that begins a thing and I will finish it. So Paul said, he who has begun a good work in you, if you stay with him, if you continue with him, he will finish the work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God sees things about you that you do not see yet. You may look at your present situation and we wonder, you know, who am I? We think about our background, where we came from, the problems we have, and the challenges we have. But God looks at you. He sees the treasure inside you. He sees what you will be. That is what he calls you. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is hope for you. Say, though that beginning was very small, say that later end shall be very great. Hallelujah. My end will be great. It says that it has not yet been revealed to us what it will be when God finishes with us. But God says, I know that I will look like him, because that is what he planned for me in the beginning. And the world will see, hallelujah, a son of God, a man in God's image. Hallelujah. That is what the church is all about. It's not all about making money. It's not all about wearing big titles. Hallelujah. It's about being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That's why you are here today. Don't be distracted. Don't be deceived. Many people want to hear this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you open your heart to it,
Amen.
A change will come to your life. People will not be able to recognize you again. They say, is this not the man that begged by the beautiful gate? Some people say, no, it's not him. Some people say, yes, it's him. The man said, it's me. What happened to you? You used to be crippled. He said, one man, Jesus. Hallelujah. He spoke a word to me. And my life was changed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so God made man in three parts. Hallelujah. He went to the dust of the earth and he molded a body. Hallelujah. That body looked like a man, but he was lying on the ground. It had no life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God did something else to that man again. God breathed into the man. Praise the name of the Lord. And the breath of life came into that man. And the Bible said that man got up and became aware of himself. He became conscious. Hallelujah. And he said, man became a living soul. Now we'll talk a little about this living soul. We will talk a little about this living soul. Praise the name of the Lord. He became a living soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are very much aware of this part of man. That is the part that we see, isn't it? When you want to describe a brother or a sister, say he's tall, fair, he has big ears, he has a pointed nose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're just describing the least part of man. Praise the name of the Lord. Now there was another part of him. I will talk about his spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That part that God breathed into him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
His spirit. Now the spirit is the highest part of man. Praise the name of the Lord. With that part, I can see God. I can relate to God. I can hear God. I can communicate with God. Now the spirit of man is like a radio. A radio that can transmit and receive. You know what a radio is?
Okay.
Now, usually radios, you have radio receivers, but there are also radio transmitters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The radio stations have transmitters. With these transmitters, they send signals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And with your own receiver, you receive those signals. Now your spirit is like a radio transmitter and a receiver. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It enables you to communicate with another dimension. Which is the dimension where God lives. Which is the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It also enables you to receive from that realm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wanted man to be in communion with him. Now because God dwells in another dimension, he put a spirit within man. Man could relate with God. He could hear God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's why the Bible says about Adam, that the Lord will come to Adam.
Adam,
King James says, in the cool of the day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you would think it means in the evening. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the word translated in the cool of the day is the Hebrew word ruach. That's the word that is translated spirit. Are we together? Are we together? It says the Lord will come to Adam in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our communion with God is in our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't have to go anywhere to relate to God. If your spirit is alive, You can walk with God here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham walked with God. Right here on this earth. Enoch walked with God. Right here on this earth. You can walk with God. Right here on this earth. That was how Adam walked with God. Hallelujah. The Lord will come down in the spirit. When your spirit is quickened, the veil is taken away. The veil is taken away. Hallelujah. The Lord says, Moses spoke with God face to face. Did you read that in your Bible? Hallelujah. God says, when I speak with other prophets, I come to them in a form. In a dream, in a vision, I have to hide myself to speak with prophets. But with my servant Abraham, Moses, I speak with him face to face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to speak with you face to face.
Praise
the name of the Lord. That was how he related with Adam. Because Adam's spirit was alive. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? We are trying to see who you are. If you don't know who you are, you will not live the life that God created you to live. You will not be able to relate with God the way God wants you to relate with Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now the third part of man, hallelujah, which is the man, is his soul. Praise the name of the Lord. His soul.
Amen.
Now the word that is translated soul is the Hebrew word nefesh. That is the word that is translated person. That is the word that is translated person. It is the word that is translated being. It is the word that translated life. It is the word that is translated soul. Hallelujah. So the soul is the person. So man is a soul. He has a spirit. And he dwells in a body. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Your personality is in your soul. My soul makes me different from her. My characteristics, my feelings, the things I like, the things I dislike. Hallelujah. My thinking, the way I reason about things, the way I react to things, all of these things make up my personality. Praise the name of the Lord. So how God made man was that man, through his spirit, hallelujah, the soul will reach into the spirit and draw the life of God, and through the body will express this life. Hallelujah. The soul is the anchor. The soul is like an anchor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. An anchor. Okay, how do I say it now? Okay, the soul coordinates the man. It is the connection between the spiritual realm and the visible realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes.
Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something went wrong somewhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something went wrong somewhere. When man sinned against God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God had warned this man. See, the day you eat this fruit, he said, the Hebrew word says, in dying you will die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, in dying you will die. That's what the Hebrew says. Are we following? Are we following? God said, man, the day you eat this fruit, in dying you will die. Now let's explain that a little bit. Hallelujah. Death is in different kinds. Praise the name of the Lord. Now when man sinned, he first of all died in his spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Now it was like a radio. The battery was removed. Praise the name of the Lord. So the radio is still there, but it can no longer function. Praise the name of the Lord. The radio is still there, but the power source has been taken out. So it is dead. Praise the name of the Lord. It cannot transmit. It cannot receive. Praise the name of the Lord. So man started functioning at the level of his soul. He became intellectual. Hallelujah. Whatever his mind cannot understand, that thing does not exist. He became natural. He became carnal. He said that the carnal man cannot understand the things of the spirit, because they are spiritually discerned. He cannot know them. Hallelujah. He said that the world in their wisdom cannot know God. Why? Because his spirit man is dead. So when you see an unbeliever walking on the streets, one part of him is completely dead. He has no interest in spiritual things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So death came into his spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. But this death also came into his soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he died in his spirit, he died instantly. The day you eat this fruit, you will die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But yet, in dying, he continued to die. So this death entered his soul. And his character began to change. By the time we come to Genesis chapter 6, corruption had eaten up man's heart. He said that the imagination of the thought of his heart was evil continuously. He said the whole earth had become corrupt before God. It was like a decay that had entered his soul. Hallelujah. Before, he used to love God. Now he hates God. He begins to love unclean things. Hallelujah. If you look at Romans chapter 1, you will see how man progressed and progressed and came down to the floor. He moved from heaven down to heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, because they refused to retain God, God gave me over to corruption, over to uncleanness. Man began to love wickedness. Man began to love uncleanness. His soul was deformed. Man became without form and Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He lost the form image of God within his personality. He became void, became empty, because the life of God was no longer there. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the second level of death. The third level of death is physical death. Hallelujah. The first level is spiritual death. The second level is moral death. The third level of death is physical death. This body dies. goes down to the dust. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The final level of death is the second death. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Death in the lake of fire. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
A man can recover from these first three categories of death. Hallelujah. But from the second death, there is no recovery. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so you see how death came into man. But God had a plan for man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God begins to visit a man again, he starts in his spirit. Are we following?
Yeah.
When you receive Jesus into your life, the Spirit of God comes into your spirit and makes your spirit alive again. That is what you mean when we say you are born again. The battery is put again inside. Hallelujah. Access to the heavens is returned again for you. You can begin to hear God again. You can begin to see God again. You can begin to relate to God again. And you can begin to speak to God again. You begin to commune with God again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to show you who you are. Now, having received the Lord into your life, the Spirit of God returns to your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that is not the end of the story. In fact, that is just the beginning of the story. Praise the name of the Lord. There is an end. Your faith has an end. There is a destination. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Peter, it says that receiving the end of your faith, hallelujah. Can somebody help her? That's Peter.
Petero.
Let me see. First Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
Peter is so calm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Chapter 1 verse 9, yes. Are we there? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God's intention to save your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not just your spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we together? This life that has come into your spirit must begin to come into your soul. Must begin to change your personality. Must begin to change the way you think. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Must begin to change the things that you like. It must begin to change, you know, your behavior. Your reactions. If you were a thief before, God wants to change your character. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to talk a little about the soul, because that is the crux of the matter today. A lot of men today are functioning the anointing, but they lack character. Hallelujah. When he lays hands on people, they fall on the ground. When he touches the sick, they are healed. But the man is a crook. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He beats his wife at home. He has a girlfriend outside. But when he preaches on Sunday, everywhere is shaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something is wrong somewhere. his soul needs to be saved. Praise the name of the Lord, so that the image of God can comfort him. Hallelujah. So that the personality of God can manifest in him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus came to save your soul. Hallelujah. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose what now? His soul is the soul that goes to hell. It is the soul that goes to the lake of fire. Are we together?
Amen.
That is you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Ecclesiastes, I think it's chapter 12. When a man dies, his body goes to the dust. That's where it came from. The spirit goes to God. That's where it came from. But the man, hallelujah,
Amen.
Said we must stand before the judgment seat. Isn't it?
I know.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. The soul is the issue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To give to every man according as what he has done. Say, so the soul that sinneth, he shall die. I think that is Ezekiel chapter 18. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? We must understand that. Praise the name of the Lord. The fact that you are born again is very good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the journey is just beginning. God has begun a good work in you. He wants to complete it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wants to finish it. That is why you are here today. That's why God doesn't take you to heaven when you get born again. He wants to work out his nature in you so that he can show it unto the angels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is my handiwork. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you in the Bible, if you look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 1 and the book of Revelation chapter 4, you notice something very peculiar. You see, the Bible is speaking about four living creatures. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? Four living creatures. I'm sure you'll be wondering, what are those things? Maybe you think that in heaven, you will see something strange like that. Hallelujah. God is using spiritual language to describe certain things to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The natural mind cannot comprehend spiritual things.
So
God uses things within our environment to explain spiritual things to us. Are we together? I want us to understand that. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 1 verse 14 or 15, if I can remember, tells us that the invisible things of God, hallelujah, can be seen from the things that he has made. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So Jesus taught us in parables, using natural things that we can see to explain spiritual realities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Someone will say darkness, for instance. We are using a natural thing to describe something that we cannot put into words. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, Ezekiel said he saw four living creatures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Each one had four faces. Hallelujah. Each one had four faces. The first one had the face of an eagle. Then he had the face of a lion. Then he had the face of an ox. Then he had the face of a man. A man.
So,
an eagle, a lion, an ox. That's a cow, right? And then the face of a man. What is that talking about? Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's trying to describe your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? He's trying to describe your what? Your soul. Your personality. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to talk about it little. And then I'll come back to it later. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The face of the eagle speaks about our mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I can be here. My mind is in Nigeria. Right? Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's actually in Nigeria. I can go to my house right now. Go to my bedroom. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. I can be here. My mind is in America. You can be here. Your mind is in your kitchen. The soup I cooked yesterday. Is it spoiling or not? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I wish he's speaking on, you know, how God is working. And your mind is in your house. Inside your kitchen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man functions through his soul. Praise the name of the Lord. God also wants to function through your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says you are to love the Lord your God. You are to love the Lord your God with all your mind, with all your soul. You must be thinking about God. You must be loving Him. You must be desiring Him. You must hunger for Him. You must thirst for Him. You must have a passion for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the ego speaks about the mind.
The mind
can soar in the heavens. The mind can wander, you know, to and fro. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The second face is the face of a lion. It speaks about our emotions. Things like anger. Bitterness. Malice. Envy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anger is like a lion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can devour. The anger of man, the Bible says, it's like the roaring of a lion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll talk a little more about that. The third face is like an ox. It speaks about the will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man can be very stubborn. Just like the ox. You say, come, and the tent is like this. I'm not going. You pull the ox, it's just like this. Hallelujah. That's why it's also, ox is a beast of sacrifice. When God says you should bring your ox to the slain, he simply says you must submit your heart to God. You must obey Him. That's why it says that obedience is better than sacrifice. They brought physical ox to slay before God.
Sorry?
They brought ox Saul brought oxen to slay before God. God said, no, what I actually want is your obedience. That is a sacrifice that God actually requires from you. So the oxen you see in the Old Testament being slain before the temple is actually speaking of your will submitted to God. Hallelujah. It's speaking of your obedience to God. That is the offering that God requires from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fourth part of the man is presented by the face of a man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man is the only creature that God has made that can desire heaven and hell at the same time. You have your wife, you want the other woman. Does it happen? People are not talking. You have your own car, but the other car, person's car looks better. You want God and you want the devil at the same time. Isn't that what happens in our hearts? I'm not hearing. Tell us the truth. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want this, you want that. You wanted this shoe. When you got this shoe, suddenly his own shoe looks better. And you want his own. You get this one looks better. The desire of a man. Hell continues to enlarge every day. The appetite of man. The desire of man continues to increase. Hallelujah. You want a car today? Tomorrow is a satellite dish. The next day you want a big house. Hell is enlarging every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. But God can walk on that soul. God can work on that soul and change the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And transform the soul. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4, we see a different thing altogether. Hallelujah.
Amen.
John saw those four living creatures. In the center of those four living creatures, John saw a throne. And he saw a man sitting on that throne. And you know who that man is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Son of Man. And those four living creatures were bowing before the Son of Man. Morning, afternoon, night. They do not stop. They keep worshiping the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to set his throne in your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that your mind is occupied by him. Your desire is occupied by him. Your emotion is occupied by him. Morning and afternoon and night. They cease not. When the man is cooking food, his soul is in worship before God. When the man is sleeping, he's still worshiping God. Hallelujah! Whatever he is, his heart is occupied by the one who sits upon the throne. God wants to set his authority over your soul. There are Christians today who have not known the authority of God over their soul. Sometimes somebody may hurt you and you find it difficult to forgive. Say, brother, forgive him. He said, no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is bitter 1 year. 2 years, he's still bitter. Because he has not known the authority of God over his soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to do a work in your soul. He wants to change you. And that's why we are here. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to move a little bit further. Go back to Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is man? Hallelujah. We're trying to discover who is this creature that is called man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to read from verse 26. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read from
26 to 28. Omusajja n'omukazi bwe yabatonda. Katonda n'abawa omukisa. Katonda n'abagamba nti, mweyongerenga, mwalenga, mujuze ensi mugirye. Mufugenga eby'omunnyanja n'ebibuuka waggulu na buli ekirina obulamu ekitambula ku nsi.
Haleluya. 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 Good. Now, God said, let us make man in our own image. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he didn't stop there. He said something very strange. He said, let them have dominion over the birds of the
earth,
over the beasts of the
earth,
over the creeping things that creep upon the earth, and over the fishes in the sea. I'm sure you've read that in your Bible. Have you ever wondered what God was talking about? Perhaps God made man to be a hunter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God was speaking about something much more serious than man hunting birds and, you know, animals. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God speaks to us in spiritual language. He uses natural things that we can understand to tell us about spiritual realities. He said, this man that I make, you will be an overcomer. You will have authority over certain things that wants to have authority over you. Praise the name of the Lord.
See,
have dominion over the birds of the
earth.
So what are these birds? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want you to know that we are talking about spirits.
We're
talking about natures. Character. Attitudes that God wants man to have dominion over. Praise the name of the Lord.
So
what are these birds of the air? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, are we listening? Praise the name of the Lord. It's important. You see, it's not just enough to carry a Bible. Your behavior, your personality must reflect Christ. They were called Christians because they behave like Christ. Hallelujah. That is what it means to be a Christian. A Christian is not one who carries Bible on Sundays and speaks in tongues. A Christian means to be like Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, these birds of the air. Now, this speaks about certain spirits that have to do with our minds. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Bible tells us somewhere, Matthew chapter 8, that a sower went forth to sow seed.
Sorry?
A sower went forth to sow seed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he sowed some seed, fell by the wayside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said that the fowls of the air came and ate of the seed. Hallelujah. They came and ate up the seed. Praise the name of the Lord. And Jesus began to explain to his disciples. Praise the name of the Lord. That these foul birds speak about unclean spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? That see, when a man hears a word and he does not keep this word, hallelujah,
amen,
he does not understand it, he does not lay hold on it, there are certain spirits come and do what? They come and take this word. You would ask yourself, what are these spirits doing with this word? Hallelujah. Those spirits need energy. Now let me explain that. See, when the devil and his host were cut off from the presence of God, they were also cut off from the life of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And every created being needs energy to function. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they have to find another source of energy. Hallelujah.
Again,
when God created man and put his energy in man, this spirit seek to enter man and to take energy from man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let me explain this to you. When God told Adam, said you will return to the dust. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he told the serpent, dust is your food. What was he talking about? When a Christian begins to walk in the flesh, when you allow certain things to dominate your life, you become food for the serpent. I was going to explain that. Praise the name of the Lord. Your whole life is a sacrifice. I will give you one illustration. In Genesis chapter 15, God told Abraham to bring a sacrifice. Now let me explain to you. The sacrifice that God requires from you is your mind, your emotions, your desire, your will. Present it to God. Romans chapter 12. It says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies and your faculties. When the Bible says your members, it's speaking about your mind, your emotions, your desire, and your will. Present it what now? As what? A living sacrifice unto God. How do you do that? Paul said, whether you eat or drink, whether you lie down or you wake up, whether you're cooking, whatever you do, do it as an offering unto God. Your whole life is a sacrifice unto God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that God has created all things for his pleasure. So you read in the Bible that Noah offered a sacrifice.
And
God smelled a sweet savour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, Paul said we are a savour of life or death. Your life brings forth a savour. A savour, that is a smell. A scent. a perfume. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of Lord. In the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me explain this. Hallelujah. Like I said yesterday, in understanding we must become men. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Man is a transmitter. We told you that man is a transmitter. As I live my life, I am transmitting signals into the heavens. I am sending forth light or darkness. I am sending forth a sweet savour or a stinking odour into the heavens. Now, these signals are the things that spirits respond to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unclean spirits respond to darkness. Unclean spirits, evil spirits, they respond to darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. You can release darkness, or you can release light. That is, your inner person looks like this outer person. When I see in the spirit, you know what you look like? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when the woman came to the grave. When the women came to the grave of Jesus Christ, they saw beams shining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see yourself in the spirit,
you
will see a shining beam. Hallelujah. That's how you look. Now, depending on the extent to which you walk in the light, your lamp can be burning very brightly, or your lamp can be very dim, or your lamp can go out. What is this lamp? Proverbs tells us. Proverbs what now? Yes. 27:20 says that the spirit of a man is the lamp of Jehovah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus said, let your lamp be burning brightly. You are a lamp that God has lit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. So, but that the Lord will light my lamp. When man sinned, his lamp went out. But when Christ comes in, he lights the lamp again. It is your responsibility as a priest to tend to the lamp. 27, okay. Praise God. I felt like. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we understanding me, brethren? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes you read in the Old Testament, God gave instruction to the priests to tend to the lamp in the tabernacle, right? They were to put oil in the lamp regularly. Then they were to trim the wick. That thread that burns the lamp, they trim it regularly. All of these things have to do with your life. You must understand, yesterday we were saying that you are the temple of the living God. Everything you read in that tabernacle is you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we getting that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So your lamp can be burning brightly. When your lamp is burning brightly, in the spirit you are giving off light. Spirit, stay away from you. As we are going to see, in the natural, beasts don't like light. If you are in the jungle, you want to sleep at night, you light a fire. Wild animals, you stay away from that fire. Are we together? They will stay away from the fire. They are afraid of fire. In the realm of the spirit, evil spirits hate fire. Hallelujah. When your lamp is burning brightly, they stay away from you. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are a transmitter. Your whole being, your personality sends out a signal. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Basically, there are two signals that we transmit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Moses,
Musa,
hallelujah,
Amen.
Would you know rise up with Israel to move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He would make a cry, say, let our God arise. And let his enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord arises in you,
he
says, arise and shine. For your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. When the Lord begins to rise up, his enemies will scatter. Hallelujah. When the church rises up, spirits will give way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they bring an offering unto God, he says, return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. There is a life that a man will begin to live. The presence of God will begin to dwell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is a kind of life a man is living, and another signal is going out. He said, O foul birds of the air, come and eat the flesh of man. When a man begins to walk in the flesh, he is inviting spirits to come and feed
him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you see in Revelation chapter
18,
it says that Babylon is fallen and has become the dwelling place of every unclean bird, every unclean spirit. It's not dwelling in this
Babylon.
Are we together?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when a man is presenting his body as a living sacrifice, in Genesis chapter 15, God told Abraham, bring an offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now Abraham said, take this bird, open them up, and lay them before me. Cut them open. God wants you to open your heart to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, God desires truth in the inward parts. Praise the name of the Lord. God is interested in what you are thinking, what your mind is dwelling upon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's interested in your feelings. You can't be here and be having bad feelings about somebody here. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Bitterness attracts evil spirits. If somebody offends you, forgive him. My time is up, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. If someone offends you, forgive him. Not because of the person, but because of what? Because of who? Yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. Because if you don't, when you harbor bitterness in your heart, you create an atmosphere where these foul birds will dwell. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Abraham brought forth this sacrifice,
and
these foul birds came to defy the sacrifice. Abraham had to drive them away. You have to watch over your sacrifice, because these birds want to defy
you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. These unclean birds want to defy your sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we following so far?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So how do we do? Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, maybe we'll stop here right now. And we'll continue the second session. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to believe God that you have been understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is what the Christian faith is all about. There are spiritual things that God wants us to begin to lay hold upon. That is maturity. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is maturity. That is spiritual growth. We are to grow up and understand God. To know God. You know, I was reading here, it says sacrifices acceptable to God. Hallelujah.
He
said that is your reasonable sacrifice. Your spiritual act of worship. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the sacrifice that God is requiring from you. Hallelujah. It's after you have brought the sacrifices, then your money can follow. Hallelujah. Your money can follow. But in the things of the Spirit, certain things come first. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we'll stop here this morning. And I thank God that, you know, we are comprehending. God bless you all.
I think we need these people.